Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
TV reviewer Mark Hadley joins us now in the studio for his regular look at the small screen. And this week, Judith Lucy has a new show on ABC One called Judith Lucy's Spiritual Journey. Hi, Mark. Thanks very much for coming in.
Hey, buddy. How you going?
Great. I must say, I really like Judith Lucy, but she's not known for her spiritual side. There's a bit of a journey going on here.
Yeah. I mean, like, Judith is the first person to actually talk about this in the series, that really up until her mid-40s, she had absolutely no interest in spiritual things whatsoever. In fact, she had more interest in the communion wine than the communion, so
to speak. Yeah, the spirits in the bottle.
Yeah, exactly. And so she actually spends, like, you know, a good part of her series actually explaining, look, you know, I was looking for everything else. She had, if you like, she's on some sort of, you know, Solomon-like journey, you know, ecclesiastical journey, where she's done the whole sort of 20 years of looking through the bottom of the party and seeing if there's anything there. And she started to ask herself, I think, a question that is pretty common to Gen X people. I mean, like, if you know generally how the generations get defined, as a Gen X person, she's basically, you know, sort of gone with no meaning, no, you know, no sort of afterlife. Let's just live and do what we can now, and a certain sort of bitterness that creeps into her comedy. But now she's sort of going, well, look, you know, there's got to be something more than that.
She's got a background of Roman Catholicism. Much of an insight there, the impact on her?
Yeah, you know, I think that what Roman Catholicism has done for her, not what it's done for everybody, but it turned her off the sort of religion that was impersonal. So there was so much in terms of the services and the rituals and things like that that didn't say anything to her personally, that she made an initial mistake, I think, is she turned around and said, well, it can't mean anything. And so now the first episode, she goes back and she basically says, well, look, it's time to unearth my Catholicism. Was there something there? Was I too hasty? And so she goes through that, and she actually meets some fundamentally faithful and incredible people, very patient people. Anyone dealing with Judith Lucy, frankly, has to be patient.
Oh, yes. You know, like, I can imagine.
She's got a great way of summarising the spiritual journey. You know, I love her line.
Can you repeat it here?
One of them I think is brilliant. She says, unless you're a coconut, you've probably asked yourself at some stage, what's it all about? And it's true that, you know, so she's asking herself, look, you know, unless you're dense, you're going to start asking yourself at one point, why am I here and what am I doing? And she's seeking that. But a Catholicism doesn't take her where she needs to go, and it's part of a problem.
So what other religions does she explore then?
Oh, she's going, she's done New Age, she's going through, in fact, actually, she's going through a sort of she went through a decadent phase, which was basically like just drink and party and see if that was going to give you anything. She went through a New Age last week. This week coming, she's going to start investigating sort of tribal spiritualism in the Northern Territory. She's heading off to India to look at Hinduism and Buddhism, and then she's going to kind of wrap it up and give us her conclusion.
Kind of on about pick your own religion and see.
Well, this is the thing. I think if there's a problem in the series, it's kind of genuine in that she wants to try and find something to satisfy her, but it's not genuine in that she's trying to answer the question, because the question is not, can I find something to make me happy? The question is there a God out there or not? And she asks it right at the beginning, is there something more to this life?
I'm really interested that she's asking it in that way and the ABC's allowing her to ask it.
Well,
No prejudice.
No, I think it's pretty interesting. It's great when you reach a certain stage, I think, in an Australian starter, that somebody will just give you a truckload of money and say, okay, do your program.
Good on you, Judith.
That'd be lovely.
Jesus get a mention?
Yeah, Jesus does. And that's the thing, that where she knocks back organised religion and she's got all the jokes ready for everybody. In fact, to be honest, that's one of the weaknesses of the series, that sometimes she's joking so much she hasn't got much chance to listen. Yeah. But, you know, when she gets through, somebody mentions Jesus, a fellow called Gleason, sort of Roman Catholic priest. And when he mentions Jesus, she's the first to say, hang on, actually, you know, I'm not going to make a joke here. He's actually a bit of a top bloke, and I respect everything he's got to say. But then she's back onto what she doesn't like about religion.
Yeah.
Which says to me that if you really want to actually crack through, so you know somebody who's going through this sort of quest, put the religion question aside. Introducing the Jesus. See what they do with his character.
Just quickly, is there a lesson in this for Christian people about how we communicate our faith?
Yeah, very much so. It's not to sort of talk about the paraphernalia. In fact, I wouldn't wait. If I had a Judith Lucy in my life, and I was chatting to her about this, actually there are a few.
That's for another night.
When I talk to them, I don't sort of say, hey, you shouldn't be drinking, or hey, you shouldn't be doing this. I want to get to the core issue. Is there a God out there? If so, it's not about you really defining how you want to relate to him. I mean, if there's a God, it's really about working out if he's there and then working out what he wants to say to you.
Mark Hadley, I love our chats. Thanks so much for coming in.
No worries,
good on you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.